You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Happy Tuesday to you. You are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I'm sorry. The idea of I can add up to 21 just is reminiscent of,
don't
like,
ask me to add up to 22.
When kids come up to you like, hey, you want to see me count to 100? And you're like, damn it, I got to say yes, but no. No, I don't want to see that. All right, let's get going on this Tuesday. You see, it's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Natatula, Figgy Fig, with you.
They said it wouldn't last.
Oh, that's right. It is a year to the day.
They said it wouldn't last, Figgy.
That I jumped in with you, Fine Philly. I mean, it still might not. Who knows?
Everybody said they were switching the music.
Yeah, go ahead and listen and make sure that it does last, because who knows? Any given day.
Station going down the drain.
But let's get going here on a Tuesday.
I'm done with search stream.
Yeah, don't be done. In fact, do the entire opposite. Get involved even more so in the program. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. And then also appreciation to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers live streams, both on YouTube, Sports Radio 610, and on Twitch 610 Houston. And yeah, it's an anniversary, man. It's good to have put in a full year, and excited for what year number two brings, especially as we head into some more Texans football, man. 2025 season.
Yeah, big time. And a little bit of news happening here, as the boys referenced on Payne and Pendergast with Daniel Jones.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like
Texans news.
J.J. Taylor.
Texans news is where I was going next. And
gotcha.
That is Cam Robinson in pads today.
Hey!
But the same offensive line.
Hey!
Running with the ones.
All right, so
same offensive line running with the ones.
And I was listening to Payne and Pendergast, as you should every morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Right here on Sports Radio 610. I mean, keep it locked, really and truly, mm-hmm. from 6 all the way through to the evening with Area 45 at 11. But I see your text line. I appreciate y'all. But what was I going to? Oh yeah, I was listening to Seth. Seth made a good point that honestly I had neglected, to be completely honest, mm-hmm. which was in West Virginia before Cam Robinson went down with injury. That same day, they had given the opportunity of Ariante Ursary to roll with the ones at left tackle. Like, this might just be something where they fully believe in his ability to be that, and they want to go ahead and start him in that space. To, you know, obviously be that left tackle of the future, as it seems like that was the indication, or the implication rather, when they drafted him.
Yeah, look, it's not nothing. I mean, there still might be some possibilities out there with the offensive line, but keep in mind, D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio, both of whom you will hear from shortly, both said they wanted to get to a point where the offensive line was set, and they could just keep them together, they could work together, they could get to know each other even better, and just move forward into the regular season. Maybe that's the case.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's still very interesting to me because, you know, the Titus Howard moving out at right tackle thing has really diced this thing up mm-hmm. and made it a little bit more uncomfortable for me because it feels like they very much wanted to have Titus and his big body inside. But the thing that makes that a little dicey is Blake Fisher.
Yeah.
Like, if everything went as planned, I imagine that you can start Ursary at left tackle, and then you can have Blake Fisher at right tackle, mm-hmm. which allows you to have, you know, the offensive line that it seemed like they were working towards. The Blake Fisher thing has been the up and down portion of it. And hearing two of the principal parties over there with the Texans talk about him mm-hmm. over the last couple of days has gotten us kind of thinking in a different way. So let's get to those audios yeah. and let's kind of parse it, because D'Amico Ryans talked yesterday mm-hmm. After practice. It was about 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I believe he'll talk today as well, as obviously they're still training camp. They're still practicing. They're still working towards Thursday, a joint practice, and Saturday, a football game. But D'Amico Ryans was asked about tackle Blake Fisher. This is what he had to say.
Blake did a really nice job this past game of, when you see him, just for me, sticking on blocks, hat on a hat, working his feet, like finishing blocks. That's how it should look, right? So he has it in him. Blake just has to be consistent with what we're doing, consistently train, consistently finish every single rep, because physically he has all the tools that it takes to be able to do that. So this game here is representative of what he can do when he's dialed in and he's focused on the task and he goes after the job with the right mindset.
Man, is that a compliment? That's kind of, to me, saying he's got a great personality in football terms.
Wow, I didn't hear it that way.
Okay, because here's the thing. D'Amico is going to protect his players, and he's trying to protect his players. He's not going to throw them under the bus too much.
Agreed.
But after he said, you know, did a good job of this, hat on a hat, he says he has it in him. He said, when he's consistent, he needs to be consistent, et cetera. I think D'Amico didn't want to throw him under the bus, but that's not a whole full-throated endorsement of him at right tackle.
Oh, no.
Listen to the second part of that. He was basically saying, look, this is what we've been wanting. If he just, and I'm paraphrasing, but kind of said, if he just commits himself more to doing it the right way, it's in him. That was not like D'Amico would normally rave about a player who's, you know, consistently doing the job and is playing at a high level. That, to me, I was like, whoa,
well,
that was wild.
Sure, I wouldn't expect him to lie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I think our eyes mm-hmm. would very much tell us that he has not been consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this is more just about, you know, how everything is relative and the standpoint that we've kind of had on the outside looking in is, mm-hmm. well, this Blake Fisher thing has been so dicey to a point where maybe, just maybe, you could end up with him not on this football team. Now, of course,
right.
that might have been a little extreme, but this very much seems like more of a endorsement of his abilities because, yes, the high watermark meets our standard.
Mm-hmm.
We just need him to hit that high watermark more consistently, which, again, we would have said, and it sounded like the way that he was saying that is not just that he needs to be more consistent. We believe he can get to that consistency,
mm-hmm.
and I think that is the big question. This is where we go back to D'Amico Ryans. Was that last week saying, I'm not thinking about the 53-man roster? And we kind of laughed about that when we were doing our buy and sell, saying, sell, of course you're always thinking about it. I think there is a genuineness to what he said in that they are always looking at all these guys, try and make them better day by day, and then mm-hmm. when we have to cut this down, we do the evaluation on how much better they've gotten. As of right now, they still have a week,
mm-hmm.
exactly actually, because it's next Tuesday when a 53-man cut down has to happen. I think they look at this as, we have a week to refine these guys and see if they can meet the level of expectation that we want for them and for this team. And with Blake Fisher, the idea is, the proof of concept is there. Can we, in a week, see him be more consistent to be in a place where we can trust him to put out there? And that feels like a vote of confidence in a way to me.
I hear what you're saying, but when you listen to what he said about Ursary, a rookie who's moving to left tackle, and he was, in fact, Figgy, I don't know if you have it, I'm putting you on the spot here.
I got it.
D'Amico on Ursary. Listen to what he says about Ursary, and then you kind of bookend that with what he said about Blake Fisher, because what he's saying about Blake Fisher is, it's in there, but by saying he needs to be more consistent, he's kind of saying he hasn't been consistent. So let's listen to what he says about Ursary.
I think Ursary in the game did a really good job where he was at left, and that's kind of the focus, is wherever you line up, you just do the best with where you are. Really don't worry about guys having to move around, or like, just when you're called upon, like, can you go out and execute what's been asked of you, and can you do it at a consistently high level with high energy, high passion? And he's shown that over these first two preseason games.
That's vastly different.
Certainly.
That's vastly different than what he said about, and maybe that's why I heard the Blake Fisher after this, and I'm like, whoa. You know, that, you know, I'm not saying Blake Fisher, oh, he's still, you know, potentially traded, potentially cut, whatever. All I'm saying is they are not quite as, they weren't as giddy about his performance. I'm sure they were happy with it, you know, on Saturday as the rest of us, because we were like almost like rubbing our hands together, problem solved, good job. Ooh. Well, you know, I'm just.
Yeah,
I'm putting a little jelly on it.
But okay,
we,
cool.
We were happy.
It was kind of a celebration a little bit.
Yeah, it was a little bit.
Not
like,
just
oh,
from
okay.
us, but just in general.
Yeah, but it's all relative, because if you it thought. Was a, if you thought someone was dead and you saw the pinky move, you'd be like, oh, wow.
But see,
that's great.
But see, it was a bunch of, told y'all.
Oh, we got a lot of that. But yeah. That's, yeah.
See, Blake is, I told y'all. It was a bunch of that.
We did. So you get what I'm saying. I'm not saying they're giving up on him. I'm not saying the proof of concept, as you say, and the optimism that he can find it is not there. All I'm saying is, Ursary, the rookie playing left tackle, which we did not expect, he's like, that dude has done it the last 2 weeks.
Agreed.
In the games. Blake Fisher, he's saying, it's in there. You know, it's a little different. It's a little different.
No, I will not deny that it is absolutely different for those two. I think that the optimism still exists. And mm-hmm. it's consistent with the way that they've talked about things. Sometimes there's criticism that can be levied against D'Amico and maybe Nick in that, you know, they can kind of just be a little rote. Mm-hmm. They can be a little mechanical at times and getting back to the same answers. But there's a consistency with them even in that, hey, do what you're supposed to do. Do your job to the best of your ability and improve upon yourself as you go along. And I think that if you look at that as a baseline without comparing directly mm-hmm. Arriante Ursary and Blake Fisher, which again, I understand is even still a step down from the expectation that we should have from a second round pick in his second year. Like, yeah. I do think that is, I don't want to, you know, dismiss that. But if you just go on the expectation of be the best version of yourself, mm-hmm. continuing to improve, both of those guys fit that in what
sure,
they have.
Sure.
But of course, the continued improvement that is necessary for Blake Fisher at this point is still ahead of him. Mm-hmm. I think Arriante Ursary, the beauty of that is that the consistency word that is absolutely, I think, maybe secondary to competition in what they've talked about out here at these in training camp. I think Tay is absolutely hitting that, which is, you know, a godsend and really a tick up for that second round pick. Mm-hmm. Blake hasn't yet hit that.
Right.
And I think that is the question mark that remains for the previous year's second round pick.
And that speaks to kind of how we got into it here this morning. That is, you got Cam Robinson in pads, and Ursary is still your left tackle. At least today. And Titus is still your right tackle. And that might speak to Ed Ingram, you know, and him doing a good job at guard and, you know, getting the best five out there. Right now, the best five are those. Now, maybe Cam Robinson jumps in at some point and Titus can go back to guard and Ursary can go back to tackle, et cetera. But maybe not. You know, as I mentioned, you know, they might have found the nastiness, the group, you know, the cohesiveness that they want, or at least maybe not real soon, you know?
Yeah, and that's the thing is there at this point, we've seen a lot of this starting five on the offensive line mm-hmm. playing together. To where I just can't imagine you neglecting that in your considerations. But that takes me to a place where I know Cam Robinson, 1 year deal, and he's a veteran. Do you see him as a swing tackle of sorts? That's, I mean, maybe they are willing to go back
he's
to Blake Fisher
both, I think.
As a level of swing tackle. And then how comfortable have you gotten with this five that has been out there?
And what does it mean to the nine, specifically Blake Fisher, which we've talked about? You know, where is Trent Brown? You know, in terms of him coming back. So, yeah, there's still a lot to parse out, but, you know, among the nine offensive linemen that they're on the record of saying they want to keep, but I think the first five might be set, at least for week one.
Yeah, it does look like that, but I don't know why my mind is thinking in this way. Maybe it's because we talked about math so much mm-hmm. in the crosstalk, but when you're talking about geometry, a singular data point is just a point. You can do a little bit relative. When you have multiple, then you have a line, right? You can actually figure some things out. All right.
What
that wasn't
you
even that
doing,
big.
Man?
That was very simple.
You talking about, man, you about to run everybody out of here, man.
That is fair. But it is worth coming back to the idea of D'Amico's, hey, what are you doing to stack performances? Yeah. And I think that's where Thursday, after, you know, after seeing the ones, so to say, mm-hmm. In the preseason game, and honestly, even with the Panthers practice, the Lions practice will give us even more of an idea, especially seeing as that's a defensive line that's got some things. And we saw that last year. Ali McNeil was giving the interior of the offensive line hell. I think
Thursday's really
the
last shot.
That'll be a huge, huge data point for this offensive
line. I don't expect very few, if any, starters to start on Saturday. So I think Thursday might be the last shot.
Yeah.
I just had a deja vu.
About?
That.
Oh.
You said.
Yeah.
That's wild, man.
It is wild. Crazy what a year will
that
do,
huh?
That
blows your mind.
I like how I'm making this a big deal about the year as if you have not done this.
Hey,
for like
we didn't get nominated for a Marconi until you got here.
I don't think I would take credit for that by any means, but I appreciate
that's facts.
To be a part
that's
of it.
True.
That's
true.
That's facts.
Technically correct, which as Futurama tells me is
we had a whole bunch of people, rich, all type of legends rode through here. You rode through here, we get a Marconi.
Okay, all right. Like if y'all want to say that, y'all can say that. I'm not willing to take that on myself. A little bit of obviously practice going on again today, and we're still in training camp vibes, so we will still try and see if we can figure out some things from what we're learning. But as you mentioned, still having Tay out there with Cam Robinson out there in pads, and then apparently C.J. Gardner-Johnson getting some work off to the side of the field, which is a good sign as we're still a couple of weeks away from the first week of the NFL season. And that makes me feel good about the possibility of seeing the starting defensive backfield as you had intended for week one versus the Rams. So we'll keep an eye on all of that as we continue on a Tuesday here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. But coming up next, I know that y'all were like, hey, can we skip the Astros today? No, because we had Chaz McCormick out there on the mound again. We had that type of performance again. The Astros have always been built for October. What is it looking like for this that this team is built for now? Also, I think I might be able to get some Lopez comeuppance today. Let's do all of that next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Yeah, happy Tuesday to you. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. All right. I did say yesterday that there was some comeuppance that needed to come around.
This is according to
one
you.
John P. Lopez. That's right. You damn Skippy is according to me.
That's like your opinion, man.
Big Lebowski, right?
That's your opinion, bro.
That's like your opinion, man.
Very
Big,
nice.
Big Lebowski.
That's not going to save you. References will not save you from these smelling salts that I went and procured yesterday. So if you were not listening last week or yesterday when we were talking about this, Lopez put up a pretty strong guarantee.
I stand by it.
By about the Astros after the Mariners in a getaway game had to be at the ballpark for like 5 hours and it was a long drawn out game and they had to get on the plane, fly to Houston. You guaranteed a win for the Astros.
Damn right.
Not only did the Astros not win, they damn near got a no hit.
Perfect game.
Damn near had a perfect game put up on them. And so as comeuppance, I said that smelling salts was what you got to do. And
Figgy,
so,
is this right?
Here I have.
This is like his opinion.
Figgy, do you agree? Oh, look, we have a quorum.
A quorum.
And you would be the deciding vote on whether or not these smelling salts get smelled by one John Lopez. So how do you find in this?
See, this is the thing. Like, I'm not the... If they would have just lost the game, maybe by one score or something like that,
I know where this is going.
Then I wouldn't give you a hard time over it.
Yeah.
But they almost got perfect game going, whatever that term is.
That's right. I don't even know what it is.
And they've been worse since.
Yes.
They've been getting blown out since.
They suck this week. I mean, let's just be honest.
Yeah, really and truly.
I think they've been so bad, I think you just got to partake in this.
Yeah, like, again, I don't really subscribe to the nature of jinxes, except they have been so bad. They put up another 10-0 game yesterday.
Could have been 15.
It really could have, because Spencer Arrogate. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to follow the instructions. Apparently, mm-hmm. I got to put a little water in here mm-hmm. and then shake it up and let it sit for 5 minutes. And while that happens, I would like to have a conversation with you here, mm-hmm. John Lopez, about, like, what the Astros are indeed built for at this point, because we were riding high mm-hmm. at the trade deadline, at the return of Carlos Correa. That narrative portion of this was fun. Giving Joe Espada a left-handed bat and yeah. Jesus Sanchez, and then bringing in a nice defensive infielder, Ramon Urias. But we, at that point, I can remember myself, I don't want to speak for anyone else, but I feel like there was also another sentiment of, hey, no pitchers yeah. in here?
Yeah.
And you look at the record since the trade deadline, what is it, 14-21 mm-hmm. since then? You look at the way that they've played over the last four games, in which they've had three blowout losses and a game that they should have won in nine that went extras and they really could have lost on the day where Billy Wagner gets his number retired. Like, no, that's the affront to me. That is an absolute affront to me as a Houstonian. So, I mean, what are they built for in this case, and how do we look back at the trade deadline at this point? Because since then, like, you did that to try, or you went through the trade deadline and you were supposed to answer some questions, and right now it feels like some of those questions remain somewhat unanswered.
Yeah, serious and not serious answers. 713-572-4610. What are the Astros built for? Because I'm going to start out very seriously here. This is a team that has been built for October, consistently built for October. We are bearing down on October, less than 6 weeks to the end of the season. And the Astros right now, you laid it out perfectly. Also, they're minus 38 in run differential their last six games.
Is that good?
Minus 38 in run differential the last six games. They haven't scored in 15 innings.
Is that good?
Like zeros. They haven't scored in 15 innings. So that's the background. But the question becomes, what are they built for? I think we got another sign just this morning. You know, they are not built to have an October run based on their bullpen. They got, they called up, who was it yesterday? It was Taylor Scott.
It was Taylor Scott.
He got brutalized.
That's right.
This morning they called up again Logan Van Vey.
I like how you made him into like Dracula.
Logan Van Vey. Again, what they're doing is like, all right, who's down in the minor leagues that we can use for one day? You know, 1 or 2 days. They don't have a closer. They probably will not have a closer, at least until October, and we'll see how that goes. They're taxing their bullpen over and over and over again. That's not built for October, man. If nothing, I haven't even touched on the hitting other than the 15 scoreless innings, but I'm saying they are not hitting. We talked about it yesterday. You asked me what's the bigger question. I said the hitting, because you do need to score runs to win ball games. But between the bullpen, the way it's performing, and they're just mixing and matching, you know, AAA and sometimes major leaguers into the rotation, into the bullpen, it's bad. But they're not scoring. This is the one thing that really resonated with me last night watching this team. And it was actually my wife that brought it up as we're watching the game.
Shout out to Jan. It's the real sports radio host of the family.
That's right. It's 100% true. They looked lifeless. They looked lifeless. Like, yeah, whatever. We'll get through this game. That's awful, man.
Yeah. It's-
you know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
It's deeply frustrating, and it's not going to get any better considering that today you're facing off against arguably one of the best pitchers in all of baseball in Tarik Skubal. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, it is a Hunter Brown day, so, I mean, make of that what you will. But, I mean, you've got to be damn near perfect on outings where you have Fromber and Hunter Brown on the mound. And mm-hmm. even that, like, you've lost, what is it, the last four?
Yes. Fromber at least three or four, yes.
And, like, some of that, as you mentioned, is absolutely the offense, which, again, that was where all of your moves were made. To try and help assist that, mm-hmm. that's not come around, which is frustrating. Obviously, the thing that you hope for is Jordan, and that's why I'm with you on the hitting being a big issue, but the problem for me is the trade deadline was an opportunity to do something about the pitching, and you lean right. into the idea that pitchers returning would help you out. And as of right now, that has been a big old bust.
How would you grade it today?
For the pitchers returning and helping?
No, just the trade deadline moves.
Oh, the trade deadline moves. The problem is you've dealt with a big slump. I probably was going to go to like a C.
Sanchez hadn't got a hit yet.
Yeah, Sanchez has been really problematic. He's been solid in the field, though. And Urias, you know, I love the way he's done impressive. Defensively. Correa has had his moments mm-hmm. for you. Unfortunately, you're doing this thing that the Astros have seemingly done all season long where mm-hmm. you have a number of guys hit a slump at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awful.
But now, also, you ain't really addressed the pitching like that.
That's the issue.
And yeah. see, that's
that
the,
one I'd give like a D or whatever. Because Arrigetti comes back and he has not been, I mean, he's not even really getting over in a way that you want to. And then Lance McCullers Jr. should be on his way back, but he's him up and down. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much confidence you have in him. Who else returned? Christian Javier returned, and it's been fine
and he got
at
sick,
best.
So we'll see. Yeah.
Fine at best. And now you're also talking mm-hmm. about an illness. What does that mean? Like, what you were hoping to get in return has not landed. Plus, your bullpen has clearly now wilted under the pressure that they have been holding up for such a long time.
And here we are, you know, hey, man, the next 2 days, maybe they can get right. Hunter Brown and Fromber. How many more starts do Hunter Brown and Fromber have in the season?
Especially when you can
six?
especially when you consider Hunter Brown has been historically, like, he has not had these long stretches. He's not really fared as well under the length of season that he's having to put up at this point. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Fromber, I do wonder, and we haven't talked much about this in a while, as he is heading towards free agency, frustration has seemed to pop up from time to time. How much is that factoring into him on the mound now?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Obviously, terrific, you know, on paper pitching matchup today, but you have to score runs. I think Tarik Skubal is 11-3, probably a Cy Young leader. Hunter Brown 10-5, and then tomorrow you got the junk guys. You got Fromber against old Charlie Morton.
I know him
on the hill. So, and they each have maybe six starts left. It's getting. They're not built for October right now, and that's the one thing that would worry me. Yes, their hitting could come back. Yes, they might find some pitching with Javier or Luis Garcia or even McCullers, but I don't know, man.
You counting on too much with those pitchers coming back this late in the season.
Right.
And they might take a couple starts to kind of get it going, and I feel like every start is valuable right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, today, Yordan Alvarez's rehab assignment begins with AA Corpus. I almost did it again. And so if we're talking about not being built for October right now, the things that could help them get there, obviously Yordan being back and giving you a big old bat in the middle of the lineup could be very helpful for the offensive side of this. Again, pushing guys into places where they could be. I know that you were talking about the Adam Spillane kind of thought of, does that help you if you start platooning some of these guys in different places, and then maybe you can give Cam Smith the rest, who, quiet as it's kept, he's had a rough go of it of late. And, you know, maybe you can have that depth lean into helping give some of these guys the rest that's probably needed. But pitching-wise, again, are we just waiting on hopefully Luis Garcia and J.P. France come through and they have better performances coming out to help you, relieve some of the pressure on the mound?
Yeah. I mean, you're relying on question marks or hope. You didn't make a move at the trade deadline, and you're not hitting. So they're not built for it right now. Maybe it'll change quickly. Good segment, guys.
Here's the thing. Obviously, we don't have a lot in the
question of the day coming up next.
What the Astros are going to be able to do to fix this, but I think Lopez, we could try and maybe change the juju with you making good for that guarantee that
make
you made.
Good. Make good. Say anything.
Good. Damn it. All right. So, let's see if we can change the vibes. Yeah. Maybe you could smoke out
real quick
happening
before you do it. So if you do this right now and then the Astros go on the winning streak, do you got to keep doing it every day?
No. We just changed the vibes.
I'm not that
sick of a human being. I'm pretty sure that, like, remember, the NFL was like, hey, we're not giving this to you no more. I don't feel like we should actively just decide, well, if it's good enough for the NFL.
So if you do it today and they win and then they go back on the losing streak,
then we might need to clear the vibes again. Yeah,
what
we might need to do that.
What in the hell is going on?
It's the effect of, like, saging a room, right?
Yes.
And
it's baseball. Man, you know we gotta do this type of stuff for baseball. Whenever you get going, you get going, you gotta keep doing the same thing.
Slump busting and all that stuff. Good Lord. So what do I do? Just take a nose hit?
Just take a good whiff of that.
It's not my first.
As you've detailed.
Salute to that Mexican restaurant.
Yeah. Bro. Woo. God almighty.
How would you like to describe the whiff of smelling salt that you just had?
It's been about 40 years since I took a whiff of smelling salt.
Can't say that no more.
God almighty.
He literally jarred his head back so quickly.
You jumped out your headphones,
His
man.
Headphones Woo, left. So.
Baby.
Let's hope that we have done the thing that is actually going to clear the vibes and the Astros
can
go out.
You cleared something.
Your sinuses, I'm sure, Astros can go back. And at least get back to competing, damn it. And, of course, that happens 5:40 today as they take on the Detroit Tigers. TBS is apparently broadcasting this one with Hunter Brown on the mound. So happy Hunter Brown Day to you. Man. Yeah, it should be. I want you to cry for how – feel the pain that we have felt having to watch the Astros the last few days. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day, inspired by Chaz McCormick out here deciding to make Chaz McCormick a pitcher over the last weekend three times. What is a job?
Blow my nose.
that brother's standing up. No.
He is in pain right now. Milking this tease so that he doesn't have an opportunity to go and fix himself. All right. What is a job completely out of your area of expertise? Completely out of your area of expertise that you're pretty sure that you could do? 713-572-4610. Let's do it next. All right. Time for the question of the day here in the loop. What is a job completely out of your area of expertise that you're pretty sure that you could do? A la Chaz McCormick. notoriously an outfielder for your Astros, having to get out there as a pitcher a number of times over this weekend, with the Astros having fared so poorly both at the plate and on the mound that they've been really well out of it, and in an effort to save what remains of the bullpen, mm-hmm. he's been out there pitching. He's actually been handling himself decently well. I'm sorry. I'm a little distracted by Lopez going back and legitimately watching himself take way too big of a hit of smelling salts.
If B. Scott or Tyler don't post that, it's something
I'm about to post it now. Oh, I just got it.
It was. I took way too big of a hit. I went, oh, boy. But
can we go back real quick, though? Yeah. Which one of these NFL players was saying they did that for every drive?
A lot of them do, but I think it wasn't Kittle. Was it Kittle?
I think it was George Kittle.
George Kittle do that every drive? What an insane person.
It don't even surprise me because it's George Kittle, too.
Yeah.
That don't even surprise me.
But a lot of them do it before every drive or often during the game. On Chaz McCormick and the question of the day. What is something that, completely out of your realm of expertise, your area of expertise, that you're pretty sure you could do that job? I will say this, and Seth brought it up, and I just want to reiterate it because he made a really good point. It's not cute anymore. You know, it used to be kind of cute, kind of, hey, Chaz McCormick is pitching. It's embarrassing that he went out there again.
Yeah, this ain't like a blowout game in the NBA that you bring in the 12th man out, and then it's just, hey, look at him. Yeah. Nah, this is embarrassing.
It's bad.
No, I mean, the reason why we're having fun with it, I imagine, is you look at the rest of what's happening with the baseball team, mm-hmm. and what are we just going to do, complain? Yeah. There has to be something that we enjoy a little bit. You find places to laugh to keep you from crying. But no, you're right. Like, this is not the kind of novelty that you want. This is not what you want to exist with. And, I mean, you ask Joe Espada, I'm sure that he's not very happy about where it is right now.
Yeah.
You want to have your pitchers pitch.
Once every 2 months, you know, and you get blown out or, you know, whatever, it's kind of cool. He's pitched 3 times in 5 days, man. That's humiliating.
Yeah, that's not what you want.
Yeah. All right. So, a job you can complete out of your expertise that you think you could do from day one, like you could step in like Chaz McCormick. The one that I mentioned earlier, and the thing about it is I know a lot of people in this industry who have food trucks and stuff. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's very expensive to get going. It's long hours. I don't want to do it, but in a pinch. Both my sons are really good cooks, like exceptional. I'm not just bragging. I mean, they're really, really good. My wife is very good at organizing and stuff, like, you know, that feeding frenzy that we're doing for the podcast. You know, she's organizing a lot of that. And I love to cook. I think we could do a food truck. I think we could do a food truck and it would do well.
I love that you put your whole family into this.
No, because they love it. Yeah.
Which, fair enough, mm-hmm. but. It's like, hey, what's the job you can do? He's like, I can get my family to do all this.
No, I'll be the pit master. They can do.
Wait, you're doing a barbecue food truck? You're
damn right.
Are you going to be one of those folks
that's
going to
be even tougher, though?
Oh, yeah, it's expensive. Man. The buying the proteins is expensive. Yeah. But it's my wheelhouse. You know, my sons can cook all kinds of other stuff, and that's what would make it. It would make a craft barbecue. There we go. OG craft barbecue truck.
Okay.
There we go. Mm. Done.
I can see it. I can actually see it. I think that, and there's a number of people who've said that they'd actually be down with that. All right. What I was thinking about is like, all right, what are my skills? Complaining is one of them. And I was like, what's a great job for complaining? Put me in quality control or something. Just like where
that's hilarious.
I get to be in this place where I'm like, nope, you did it wrong. Nah, man, this is not good enough. We need to be better. How
HR,
do we be better?
Maybe?
HR feels a little bit more dicey because now you're dealing with like what people, and you know how people are at work. We've seen the various things that could pop up that HR have to handle. No, I just want to like, here's a trinket that you guys made. And nope, this is why it's wrong. I feel like you need to fix this and make it better. And I feel like that would work. And then the other thing that I thought of, strictly off of watching Mad Men Alone, like I just would, let me be an ad, like an advertising.
Oh, I think creative. I could see you doing that. I could see you doing that.
Because also, one of the better parts about this is I feel like anybody nowadays would say, like, these ads aren't all that good anyways. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like they used to be back in the day, we'd have better ads. We were just talking about it yesterday. Like, what happened to jingles, man? Jingles used to be really dope.
I love me some jingles.
And so, at the very least,
you'd have to drink
I feel
scotch
like I could,
every day at lunch.
Well, I don't know if I'd take it. I don't know if I'd take it that far.
You have to be really inappropriate with the women in the office.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like that, then I'm going to interface with HR in a way that I don't really want to. No, I feel like I could come up with some like advertisements. I think
that's a good one for you.
I think
honest, day one, Fig, you step in, you could fake it.
I think I could be a therapist, to be honest. Mm. One of the people that just listen to other people talk about their problems. Mm. Because I'm really good when it comes to listening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things a lot of people like about me, especially if you're a talker, because mm-hmm. I could just sit there and listen to you all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually listening too, and I could jump in and respond at the right time. So I think I can make a good therapist.
Yeah. I don't know about the 832, what kind of career this is. He says, I talk sports with the guy. I play sports with the guys and sleep with the ladies. I don't know what that would entail, what kind of job that would be.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what job that is.
Sounds like a star quarterback to me.
Sounds very fun.
Analytics department. That's a good one.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I don't think I'm that good at analytics. Maybe I jump in there.
You can learn.
I think so.
I think you'll be a quick learner.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Fair enough. I mean, I feel like I could do like Chaz McCormick level work in there. Yeah, I think that could work.
I can see you being a teacher. Just a regular school teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. That is fair.
Like a high school teacher.
Somebody said OSHA. Hey, take this down. What are y'all doing? This is not safe. Somebody said a job that's out of my expertise is acting for a movie, TV show, etc. Fair enough.
Oh, you want to do that, Fig? You want to be
I still like want to do it. Actually, so I went to a community college, mm-hmm. and I actually took an acting class.
All right.
So I had to memorize a play and all that stuff and actually acted out, mm-hmm. which is kind of funny.
I do love this from the 832 because I get where it comes from. I'm not sure if it actually goes this way, but they said, I'm pretty sure I could do Stephen A. Smith's job. Wear a suit, argue. I do as much as I hear you on that, and I think we all have a level of, I don't know, irritation with Stephen A. Smith at various points to various degrees. I do respect what he is capable of doing.
Oh, his research team or his own research or combination is outstanding.
And he's working probably like 18 hours a day.
Yeah, big time.
He's constantly doing so. It ain't like he's just doing first take and then just going to the crib.
Yeah.
He's doing all type of other stuff.
By the way, the 713, if you can really do this, there is a place for you in a lot of corporations. Like, you could make a lot of money doing this. He says, drop me into any meeting with 5 minutes of prep time, and I can cliche and corporate talk my way out of it.
That is a huge ability.
You know, saying all those, hey, let's circle backs and all those little stupid, you know.
All the jargon,
blue
corporate
sky.
Jargon.
What's that one?
Blue sky thinking.
Let's have some blue sky thinking and all that. If you can do that and pull it off, you can make some money. Because some CEO will say, hey, I don't want to talk about this. Go talk for me. And you just BS your way through the whole thing. 832, I'd love to be a meteorologist because they always get it wrong.
Yeah, see, that's the way I was thinking. What are the jobs where, like, very little downside where I feel like I can get in there and do the job decently okay? Mm-hmm. I do respect it from the 713 OG adding craft before barbecue tells me he's going to charge a 250% mark. That is really how it goes, ain't it?
Just one word. Just one word makes a big
a two meat plate going to be about $100.
That's right. That's right. A number of people saying sports talk radio host. Fair enough. I mean, they said I've been received daily training for years. Yeah, I think that there's all something to that. Like, you get a feel for what works just by listening to it. Somebody said male dancer. Is there any job like within sports that you feel like you could jump in and do?
Coach, I guess, basketball.
Okay, yeah.
I think I could.
You have some experience.
Yeah.
At what level?
You college. That's been my dream.
You don't think you could do it at the NBA level?
I don't want to. I think my area of expertise in basketball fits more the college game, matching up zone defenses, sort of manipulating a bunch of guys on the, I think I could fake my way. I wouldn't be good, but I could fake my way through.
From the 404, they said sports reporting, stop asking obvious questions that coaches and players are tired of answering, make them laugh, with chill questions, build a rep with them so you can always call on me. All right.
See, that's a little tricky though, man, because sometimes, I mean, it's easy to say, but sometimes these guys be having articles to write, deadlines to meet and all that stuff, so they got to ask those certain questions that they get tired of.
Yeah.
I don't think they up there just for fun.
I do think that, it's very easy to feel that way, and I think that very many of the folks who do it have that as a belief and as an expectation of themselves. it's a little bit higher bar than I think that we kind of give them credit for at times.
So. No, and a lot of times they have marching orders. Hey, go do a story on this.
Yeah.
So you're like, why are they asking about that? Because they were told they need to do a story on that.
Yeah, see, that's why I kind of respect what they do now. Now that I'm in the industry a little bit, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's how I go. Y'all can't just ask him what he had for breakfast and call it a day.
Exactly.
I do really appreciate the person who was like, I can work for the Astros medical staff. And yeah. I hear where you're coming from.
I could probably be the GM for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, that's like,
an upgrade.
Yeah,
I could own the Dallas Cowboys.
I could tell you exactly who to pay, who to draft, who to trade away.
And
I could do that.
Another one says, based on the last few days, I could be the Astros manager.
Yeah, just put Chaz out there. There you go. Done. Yeah. Somebody said, I could do what Jack Easterby did. I don't think that you want to do. I think you want to do better than what he did. Because what he did is probably really putting the franchise in a bad place.
Honestly, I could probably do a better job of what he did.
Yes.
Fair enough.
That's not saying a lot.
I think a good amount of that's good as well. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. And shout out to Chaz McCormick finding ways to make himself useful. Hopefully the Astros don't give us a performance like the last – dating back to the weekend, because we deserve a good one with a matchup like this on the mound. Hunter Brown versus Tarek Skubal, 5:40 p.m. I believe TBS, but it should still be on Space City Home Network, correct?
I'll have to double check myself
on that one. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Worth noting that today we're giving away a pair of UH tickets. It's a pair, right?
Yep.
Pair of UH tickets to U of H versus Stephen F. Austin's on August 28th. So keep it locked. We'll do that.
It's actually four tickets.
Is it four?
Four.
Look at that. It just doubled on you real quick. Just like that. All right. So keep it locked right here. But coming up next, let's go around the NFL where the will he, won't he on the Matt Stafford playing thing has gotten to a fever pitch. And also, we got a little bit of preseason football yesterday. What did we learn about the Bengals? We'll do that next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.